From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor.
How you doing, Penny?
I'm good. How about yourself, Don?
Great.
Well, we're thrilled to be here, and we were invited by the networks to take a sneak peek at two shows premiering next week. One is Stylista, a new reality series that debuts at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 22nd on the CW, and the other is Frank TV, a sketch comedy series that begins its second season at 10 p.m. Tuesday, October 21st on TBS. Let's start with Frank TV, and Don, let's be frank, it did not make us laugh out loud, did it?
You know, Penny, I sort of expected more out of this one. Of course, Frank, for those of you who don't know, he's familiar on a lot of TV commercials lately, doing his impressions.
President Bush, President Clinton lately for DirecTV. His name is Frank Caliendo, and he does impressions. He claims he has over 100 people that he can do. And he is the star, executive producer, writer, and creator of the show.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
So he's stretched pretty thin.
Yeah, and the first season last year was actually only 5 episodes before the writer's strike cut it short. And so he's coming back this season with, new impressions to do, and he has 2 impressionists on board with him, so it won't just be him on the show. Mike McRae and Freddie Lockhart join him.
And this is a half-hour-long show.
Half-hour-long, and...
I must say, after watching the preview episodes, I smiled a few times, but that's about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Frank, a little of Frank goes a long way. And to for him to try to stretch it out into a 30-minute show is, a little too much for me. It had its moments, though. I liked, of course, it's kind of based on some sketch, skit comedies.
Yeah, basically he introduces a sequence, and then they show him and his, co-hosts doing impressions.
Acting out and telling jokes. And anyway, it reminded me a little bit of maybe what Carol Burnett was trying to do back in the day. But her show seemed to be a lot better than Frank's.
Well, I do have a favorite Frank impression. I like his President Bush. I think he does him well.
Okay.
And he also does Yoda quite well, but I can do Yoda too.
Yoda. Let's hear Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Do you impressions?
Not too many. I mean, I noted some that Frank does. He did Donald Trump. Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and Jack Nicholson. Some of them, though, I thought were just kind of bad. Like John Madden. I really didn't get into John Madden or John McCain when he tried John McCain.
Yeah, well, that's a new one that he's added to his repertoire, so he's still perfecting it, I guess.
Yeah. One thing I did like from the show, though, he does a parody of Hollywood Squares, and I thought that was pretty good. So, basically, I don't know. I'm mixed on this one.
Okay. So, you might come back. You might tune back in.
Maybe. If I didn't have something better to do.
Okay. Well, that's Frank TV. It airs Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. on TBS, starting October 21st. Now, let's talk about Stylista. It's another reality series from the creators of Project Runway and America's Next Top Model. The CW claims that if the hit movie The Devil Wears Prada were a reality series, it would be Stylista.
That's funny. I hadn't heard that before, but after watching the preview, that was exactly what I thought. It brought to my mind that movie, The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a reality competition show. Cut from the same cloth, if you will, as Project Runway.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Go ahead.
This time we have 11 aspiring fashion enthusiasts, all in their 20s, and they are competing for a junior editor position at Elle magazine.
Right. And so each week they're going to face different challenges, and each week probably one of them is going to get cut.
Exactly. What's kind of neat about this is their challenges each week involve not only being an assistant to the Elle fashion news director, Ann Slowey, but also doing an editorial assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So you see them in the premiere going to get breakfast for Ann.
Their assignment is to create a breakfast tray.
Weren't they given $50 to go buy her breakfast?
I can't remember, but I know that they really tried to make it special, a special first impression.
And both you and I need assistance like that, don't we?
Right. $50 for breakfast.
$50. And then that was the first challenge of the show. It's an hour-long series. And the second challenge involved, you know, a page layout in the magazine. And I liked that because I was intrigued in seeing what they came up with.
It was quite interesting. Of course, this show, I think, is aimed at the younger set. Things tend to get catty mm-hmm. among them, and I think that reflects a lot on who the executive producer of this series is, Tyra Banks.
That's true.
Anyway, Ann Slowey, the executive editor there at Elle, I think that's her title, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Ann was quite a turnoff. She seemed very harsh, seemed like we were just taking up all of her time watching her on TV.
Yeah, well.
And that's probably part of the persona of the show.
I agree. But whereas she was harsh, there's another person that helps decide who stays and who goes, and that's Joe Z. He's the creative director for Elle Magazine. He seemed more real, didn't you think?
Oh, right. He seemed to take a big interest in the youngsters that were competing and, you know, tried to really help them get through to the next round and advise them on what they should be doing.
Well, Don, you like Project Runway. Do you think you'd follow Stylista?
I think I'll stick with Project Runway, really.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it follows the same formula, so it's almost like watching kind of the same show, just a different set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cast at the startup is typical of these things. You've got your busty pretty girl and your gay guy and even the ugly Betty type.
Uh-huh, there was.
And so all these people are pit against one another, and we'll see who comes out at the end.
Yeah. For me, I like the editorial challenge toward the end of the episode, so I'd probably be happy tuning in to the last 15 minutes each week.
That's a good idea.
So, and Stylista is again Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on the CW starting October 22nd. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.